the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team back at home this weekend will host Michigan Tech, joined by freshman defenseman Eric Polkamp out of Brainerd. Eric, you came in with a lot of expectations, I think, from external sources, fans, certain NHL team. How much did you come in on yourself? How much of a weight on your shoulders was there?
I think there's a little bit of weight. Like I was saying earlier, I think pressure is probably one of the greatest things on earth. I think if you can exceed those expectations, I think it's really cool. So, but when I play hockey, I think I don't really feel it at all. I'm just kind of out there playing with those guys. So, but I'm just trying to do my job every night.
Bemidji State has had some really good defensemen. Dare I say great defensemen over the years. Last couple of NHLers played on the blue line. How much did the history and the culture of this defense play a factor into you deciding to come play here?
Yeah, I mean, Tom and Travis Winter, obviously, they kind of made White Cloud. They make Hunt and all those really good defensemen. So obviously I looked at that, and Tom's obviously does a really good job at making sure those players are ready to go when they make it to the NHL.
Details are one thing that is a mainstay of this program. How much better at details are you now than you were when you walked on campus?
Yeah, I think, as a joke, I mean, we got fines, and so I got fined a couple times. Just kind of, you kind of see how everything kind of works around here and keeping it nice and clean and, for example, putting your shoes back in the shoebox or whatever. So, yeah, I'm getting used to that now, and obviously they take really good care of this place, so Toby does a nice job, so just trying to get used to all that.
How much do those details off the ice help with details on the ice?
Yeah, college game is super more detailed. Guys got to be in certain spots all the time. So, I mean, it does translate. If you look at it, the big picture, it does. But, yeah, I'm just trying to get used to on-ice and off-ice details.
On the ice, guys have had some really good games. You've had some that not so good. That's the nature of the sport. It's the nature of the game. I get that. But how anxious are you to get back out on the ice this week after what happened last week?
Yeah, I think the first couple weekends, I think we, like that Duluth week, and I was like, holy crap, I got to wait all the way until Friday to play again. Like, I want to get back Monday. Like, I want to be playing again. But, yeah, it's definitely, like, it definitely stinks. Like, going to school, you're just like, oh, man, like, I just want to be back on the ice. You know, like, you kind of feel a bum. And then when we swept St. Thomas, you're like, yeah, you're kind of the man on the campus. Like, you feel really good about yourself. So, yeah, it's definitely a big change in between those weekends.
Being humbled can be good. It can lead to an awful lot of fire in the gut. Do you sense that out of the rest of the guys for this week?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of down-to-earth guys on this team, and like I was saying earlier, there's a lot of competitors. We're going to compete until that buzzer. So, yeah, we're going to be ready to go for sure this weekend.
Your power play at times has looked really good and has had zero success. And there have been times where, yeah, it doesn't look great, but, oh, man, they scored. That's the nature of the power play early. Can the penalty kill get to that point where it's as consistent as you guys need it to be night in and night out?
Yeah, it will get there. It will get there for sure. I think we're all kind of figuring things out at the same time. So I think it will be eventually. I think like every year the power play in the beginning of the year, it's a struggle to get going. And then you finally do. And then you get red hot. And I think that'll happen with the PK too. And you just need a couple games to give up no power play goals. And I think that will happen.
Best of luck this week.
Thank you.